The media admitting that Kamala Harris's economic policy is crazy is kind of the equivalent of when they just couldn't lie anymore about how senile Joe Biden was. At a certain point, it becomes so blatantly obvious that they're lying that they just can't cover it up anymore. Her economic policy is so bad, they just can't even get away with that lie. Elizabeth Warren went on CNBC to defend Kamala Harris's economic policy and was expecting some friendly faces, but she got wrecked instead. Take a look.
So you end up with someone, you remember we all talked about egg prices. You end up with something like this giant egg producer, Cal Maine. And Cal Maine raises the price of eggs. Their profit margins increase by 718%. That's not just passing along costs.
Senator,
and that is a time in any...
That's sophistry. Your example on craft... Your example on craft is even worse.
You finished first. In any of the states around the country that already have price gouging laws in place...
Can I tell you why that those are fallacious and misleading at best? And the craft, your craft analogy is even... Why can't I tell you? Please let me tell you. Craft, you say, was 440% profit increase. The example you used, the prior quarter from the year before, they had a charge of $1.3 billion, an accounting change which wiped out profits. Then they earned what they normally...
You didn't let me finish. Look at the data. Come on. We have economic study now after economic study.
This is the way it always goes.
When there is more concentration...
40 million eggs were destroyed because of avian flu.
When there is more concentration in an industry, we have seen much greater increases in...
Do you attribute the inflation? That's what you think we need to do to solve it?
They're not random. They are not random one-offs. It is part of the problem. When you've got companies that are gouging consumers on prices, consumers need to know they've got somebody on their side.
Senator, listen, we're trying to help.
Where are you in the 36, 37 states that currently have price gouging laws?
Just quickly on that point, Senator Warren. This is Kelly here. Can I just clarify how this would work?
This is the way you never lose an argument because no one can ever say anything back to you, Senator.
The Democrat talking point right now that companies have just magically began price gouging, that they're more greedy, is one of the silliest talking points from Democrats right now. The best way to poke holes in these crazy leftist theories is simply just to ask them questions, which is kind of what he was trying to do there. He's literally just trying to ask questions, and Elizabeth Warren wants to talk over him because she knows she cannot answer those questions. They just don't hold up. Questions like, did corporations magically become more greedy? What made corporations magically more greedy? How will a random bureaucrat be able to accurately place what eggs cost, for example, and how is that not going to screw up the economy? These are just really basic questions. Again, not an economist, not someone who is even, you know, trying to pretend like I'm a expert in the economy. But when you have things like price gouging, you can just ask a few questions just as a normal person. Hey, so why are corporations magically more greedy? They can't answer any of them. They cannot answer a single question. That's how you know this isn't a real policy. This is just something that is baked into their leftist progressive ideology. They're basic questions. And you know why I know that they can't answer them? Because Kamala Harris has done zero press conferences about her economic policy to answer questions about it since she rolled out. In fact, she hasn't done any press conferences on any of her policies, which we don't know very many policies, but we do know that she, you know, she actually did release policies on the economy, and she's done zero press conferences. If she was confident in that and she felt like she could actually answer questions, she would have no reason to not hold a press conference. But of course, she knows she can answer them because they're crazy. She's just pandering to the far left part of their party. It's stunning to see, by the way, how many Democrats are happy about this fact that she's not doing any press conferences. If Donald Trump wasn't criticized or scrutinized, or his policies, you know, weren't put under, you know, a microscope, I would be upset. I'd be pissed as a Republican because I want my candidate to be strong. I don't want Donald Trump to just come up with random policies. I want them to be good. I want it to be scrutinized. I want the best leader for this country. I don't know why someone would want Kamala Harris at the negotiating table with Xi or Putin if she can't even just ask some really basic questions from the friend. This is the thing, too. It's the friendliest media ever. They already love her. They already want her to win. So No one was expecting her to go into hostile territory and do interviews. We would love it, but we weren't even expecting that. We're literally saying, why don't you just sit down and do an interview with freaking ABC or NBC? And she won't even do that. So if she can't do that, what makes you think that she can go against Xi or Putin and have a productive negotiating experience? It's not going to happen. It's just not. And again, as a Democrat, why would you want that? I don't understand. That's not good for America. I wouldn't want that for Donald Trump. Me, as someone who supports Donald Trump, I want him to be criticized. I want him to be strong. I want him to be ready at the negotiating table. And he was. From 2017 to 2021, he was a beast when it came to the negotiating table, in my opinion. Fair enough, that can be debated, but at least we can actually see him today being criticized by the media, going to unfriendly places, taking interviews. Again, you can always debate whether he does a good job, a bad job. We can't even debate that with Kamala Harris because she doesn't have the cojones to go talk to anybody. So I don't know why anyone would believe that she's going to be an effective commander-in-chief. I've talked about this before, guys. Before I go on to the next part of the show, I've talked about this on the show. I'm really passionate about health and fitness. That's why I've partnered with Alpha Progression. Alpha Progression is by far the most intuitive fitness app, guys, that I've ever used. I really like them. And the reason why is because you go on, it helps you plan your workouts. Whether you already have your workout planned, it allows you to kind of track your progress so you can get progressive overload. If you're a little bit of a beginner and you don't know where to start, you can go on, just put in some of your goals if you want to lose weight, if you want to target certain parts of your body. It will create a plan for you. That's why I partnered with them. They're fantastic. Right now, they also sync with your Apple Fitness app, which is fantastic. So if you got an Apple Watch, that's going to get integrated into all of that. Right now, if you go to my link, it's in the description below. It's at alphaprogression.com/Joshua. You'll get a 2-week trial, so you might as well just try it out, see what you like. It's been a game changer for my workout, so go check it out. You get 2 weeks free, and then after that, you get 20% off your first month. Again, that's at alphaprogression.com/Joshua. Donald Trump released a political ad of Kamala Harris contradicting herself over and over and over again. Take a look.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Everyday prices are too high. Food, rent, gas, back-to-school clothes.
That is called Bidenomics.
A loaf of bread cost 50% more today.
Ground beef is up almost 50%.
There's not much left at the end of the month.
Bidenomics is working.
The price of housing has gone up. It feels so hard to just be able to get ahead.
And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Chameleon Kamala, that's my favorite nickname for her right now. And I don't know if you heard this, guys. This is really breaking news, really interesting stuff. But Kamala Harris came out just this week and said she has a brand new immigration kind of border policy. It's super original. It's never been proposed before. Again, listen, and this is a really big deal. She proposed we build a wall across the southern border to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. Super interesting, guys. It's right out of a Seinfeld skit. This cannot be real. She has literally been calling MAGA Republicans fascists and Nazis. She said it was un-American to propose such a policy this whole time, and now suddenly, out of nowhere, she supports it. Why? Maybe because Americans support it. Maybe because people want to actually be able to afford houses. They actually want jobs. They don't think it's normal for 25 million. Again, I'm a fan of immigrants. I think immigrants have built our country in many ways. I mean, everyone's immigrant, sure, you know, whatever they say, right? We bring in 1 million immigrants legally every year. I think that's fantastic. I didn't think we could up that number a little bit. But 25 million illegal immigrants in 4 years is not normal. It's not sustainable. It's crazy. Everyone ever from the beginning of the history of the world knew that you can only take in as many immigrants as you can assimilate. And the reason why is because you have to maintain the culture of your country, which is really important, and it's unique in the United States because we're not held together by race, we're not held together by religion. We are held together by a set of ideals. And that's something really beautiful about America. But when you take in 25 million immigrants, you cannot share those ideals with them in the same way. And that's why we are seeing us lose America. And it's really not, again, the burden is not really on the immigrants at all, because they're just simply following the policy that the progressives are putting out. So I don't really blame the immigrants. I blame progressives, and they know exactly what they're doing. They're doing this so that it destroys Americans. And so Americans aren't down for that. They don't want that. And so they support the border wall. She knows that. She acts like she came up with this idea but she just wants to flip-flop because she knows that this is actually a very popular thing that Trump did. Same thing when Trump introduced his policy of wanting to take away taxes on tips. That's a very popular position, and of course she had to copycat it. And then, but what's disappointing is she can't just say, great idea from Trump, that's one thing that we agree on. She literally plays it off as if she came up with it. And here's what is truly scary, guys. There's a huge percentage of Americans who believe it. They look at what Kamala Harris is doing. They look at when she rolls out things like the border wall, and they literally will look you in the face and they'll say, oh yeah, Kamala Harris, we trust 100% to be strong on the border. What are you talking about? She's always been strong on the border. They'll literally say things like that. There's a huge percentage of Americans who believes Bidenomics works. They literally will look at ads like that ad that I just played, and they will be like, yeah, Bidenomics is working for me. They will literally try to go buy a house and not be able to do it, and then they will still look you in the eyes, and they will say that they love the economic policies of the Biden-Kamala Harris administration. Some who want to be deceived and choose ignorance, but others lack the media literacy and cognitive skills to actually think for themselves. This is what is really scary about it. There's bad faith actors out there, but honestly, there's a lot of stupid people out there. There's a lot of people out there who are like, American people are smarter than this. I'm sorry, I don't know if I believe that anymore. I really hate to say that. I just don't know if it's true anymore. And this is what really scares me right now. It's not the corruption in America. I mean, the corruption is there. It's scary. We can always expect the elite to be corrupt. It's not something that I like. But if the American people can't hold the line, and if they openly are being, they're asking the elites to rule them tyrannically, and that is exactly what they're going to get. And again, I'm optimistic Trump will win, hopefully, but it's going to take a butt ton of work and good ads like this one to be run 24/7 in those battleground states. New polling came out today, if you guys didn't hear about this, that Texas is within a 3-point margin. And again, I don't know if I believe that poll, but it is, you do have to look at the trends. I mean, polls are one thing, voting is another thing. For, I believe in 2016, Trump won Texas by 9 points, Biden lost by only 6 points in 2020. So if you follow that trend, 3 points actually wouldn't be inaccurate. And when you consider the fact that all these California liberals have been leaving California and are moving to Texas, it may not seem so out of the question. Now, I don't think Trump's going to lose Texas, but you have to remember he only won it by 5.5 points. So it is fairly close. Even if the battleground states are important, every single state has got to work their butts off if they want to win. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.